All right, folks, East End Report, sponsored by the Edgewater Restaurants, located on Montauk Highway, Hampton Bays, just east of the Shinnecock Canal, features everything you need there. Candlelit tables, expansive view, open atmosphere, just unbelievable. Great food, too, I might add. The great Edgewater Restaurant, been there many a time, one of my favorites, Rob DePiro. Sir, how are you on this Friday?
Yes, Jay, good morning. How are you this morning?
How you been? How you been, pal? Everything okay?
Yep. Everything's pretty much okay. We got the end of the Giants game last night.
You know, sickening. The Yankee game that started at 5, so you had double barrel action as far as being just as devastating as could be. Yanks never should have lost that game yesterday. A wild pitch, and you knew it was coming, too. You knew it was coming. It was just terrible. And Peralta was on the mound. He got one out. He was pumped. And put the ball in play, man. Put the ball in play. Yeah, and that, you know, listen, if the Yanks lose out by half a game, this is the game, obviously. And the Giants, listen, what can you say? You make mistakes. The guy goes offside, kicks a field goal the first time and misses. You give a guy a second chance. Not only that, you move him 5 yards. And Hopkins did not miss. Tough. That's as bad a loss as you can have. They play. The only saving grace for the Giants was they played pretty good. I like the offense. They mixed it up a little bit more. Jones was, you know, fired up, threw some nice passes. Saquon was, you know, back in his running shoes again. So there's some good points to take. But it's, nonetheless, you know, you start 0-2. That's not good. But neither here nor there. It's just as tough as it gets in the world of sports. What's happening out in the East End? Give me something. Yes.
Well, basically, just a few things. As you probably know, Riverhead Raceway's owner, Eddie Partridge, on Friday night passes away in Virginia, just as his modified number 6 car, driven by Ryan Preece, was in the victory lane. Huge loss to the community, Jay. He's owned that track for a few years. His nephew says the apparent cause of death was a heart attack. That's according to his nephew and business partner, Tom Gatz. So it's all felt throughout the community, racing as a whole. Gatz says that he texted Partridge and even sent him an emoji after his car won at Richmond. Short time later, he then received the news that Partridge had passed away from a heart attack. But they still, Gatz says he and the track still went through with the Raceway's Tribute to Heroes program on Saturday night.
Yeah, tough one. How old the gentleman was he, do we know?
He was only 68 years old. He just bought the track, I think, in 2013 from Jim and Barbara Cromarty.
Tough loss. That's a tough loss.
Ed Dansky says... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish up.
No, Ed Densiansky says it's a tough loss to the community.
Man, I'll tell you. Let's head to Amagansett, Truck Beach, a decision in, and it goes to the homeowners. Explain a little.
Yeah, it definitely goes to the homeowners. Now, this reaches like the highest court of appeals. East Hampton had, the town had hoped to really seize the property by eminent domain. Despite the court cases that were going, you know, with and against them, East Hampton's town still had something, you know, where it was an option for what they could try to do. However, the New York, I think the Court of Appeals, it's the highest court, has now said that the property owners have the right legally 100% to that beach. It's been a destination for just a lot of trucks. It's like a narrow stretch of beach in Napeague, the beginning part of Montauk. Two sections. And each beginning of the summer, trucks would just show up, and the nearby homeowners were getting more and more furious, claiming that it was theirs. So it was a matter of a right-of-way issue. So going back and forth, it looks like this issue probably finally has gotten resolved.
Battle, we spoke about it earlier this morning. You know, you go back, 2009, decision 2016, and upheld as far as what happened in February. I mean, it's just unbelievable how this thing has been bandied about. So that's the deal. That's the deal. You know, listen, possession is 9/10 of the law. When you live there, have the property and everything else, you know, they're going to side with you 9 out of 10 times. Let's head over to the situation as far as the airport is concerned. What's the latest? East Hampton Airport made some news this week. Gabreski in the news. What happens now if there's a closure somewhere with East Hampton? Go ahead.
This would be kind of interesting, Jay, because if East Hampton does eventually get shut down, air traffic's got to come somewhere, and that could mean more air traffic at Gabreski Airport, because most of the displaced air traffic would likely be brought there. Analysts told East Hampton town officials this week hundreds of helicopter flights per month could be expected to instead head to Montauk Airport, or it could be headed towards the, there's a helipad over in Southampton Village over at the hospital. Now, the town did have consultants on Tuesday, September 7th, just a few days last week. They presented to the town board its draft diversion study, and it just looked at the types and numbers of aircraft that East Hampton Airport uses. Now, the consultants detailed how the three other South Fork options to aircraft landings compare to East Hampton in terms of receptiveness. Now, one of the problems is here is, number one, Southampton helipad is only open to helicopters one at a time, none at night. And believe it or not, there is one at the far end of Meadow Lane. It's the two-lane Dune Road type section of Southampton that goes through marshlands and oceanfront mansions.
All right.
Lastly, the large jets, Jay, would be excluded from using Montauk Airport entirely because its runway is just too short. The small planes that come and go through East Hampton Airport would be limited by lack of fuel and other services, room to park for more than a few minutes.
A little back and forth here. That's, you know, listen, East Hampton Airport has been in the news for a lot of different reasons, the noise stuff and everything else going on. It's a mess.
No.
Do we have? By the way, speaking of Gabreski, what's the latest with the Amazon warehouse? Anything?
It's a huge facility that is being built, Jay. If you happen to drive by Old Riverhead Road, you'll see that this is maybe, if they keep building onto it, it's going to be comparable to the Shirley, the one that's located in Shirley. This would be called the last mile. Everything's proceeding as well. It's still a skeletal structure. There has been a lot of concern about air traffic, even though it's been sworn and maintained that nothing is going to increase air traffic. There's still people that are skeptical. There's still people that are skeptical that you could get just, you know, vehicular traffic just coming in and out of there. I believe that that facility is supposed to be completed, I think, in a year from now. It's passed everything. It's passed all the requirements. The one main stipulation is they had to agree to the fact that there'll be no small airport traffic coming in and dropping off packages.
Okay. Listen, Amazon is making a lot of play in and around the island. You know about Sayasa, the old Ciro site, and everything else. So there's a lot of going on with Amazon. Let's get to this lawsuit that was filed a week ago by the Massapequa Locust Valley School Districts. Of course, in Nassau, arguing regarding the mask mandate, folks, that it exceeded the governor's and the health department's authority, and that prolonged masking is harmful to the kids, has inconclusive scientific benefits. And I bring that up because the Riverhead Central School District now, one of the trustees involved, members of the community, urging the district to support the lawsuit against the State Department of Health's indoor mask mandate for schools here. This has been a tug of war now for the last several months. Where are we at with it with Riverhead now, the latest?
Well, that vote to get rid of the masks failed by a vote of 3-2. So the masks still remain on everybody's, with everybody in the whole Riverhead Central School District. Christopher Doerr did read a legislation trying to get them to join those two school districts, as you know. He's even advocating sending a letter to the State Department of Health. What good that's going to do at this point, I have no idea. And you have a resident, Monique Parsons, with a group called Save Riverhead Schools, who is backing Christopher Doar up. These mask mandates went back into effect. I think they were lifted near the end of the, at some point during the summer. And I think late August, they got reinstituted. And that's where you had a lot of pushback between parents, which you had parents had pushback before, but now the pushback became more vocal. So you have those two. You have a former trustee, and you have a woman that's head of that organization that is trying to still reverse this decision. But again, the board went ahead 3-2 without doing any kind of changes.
Now, listen, this is going to be a discussion that is not going to go away anytime soon, without question. Rob DePiro, East End Report. Fundraiser for the survivor of that horrific crash back in July, right? Brianna Maglio, we spoke about this the other day, bit of a challenge and everything else. Still trying to recover from some serious injuries. What's the latest there?
Yeah, Brianna Maglio has quite a few friends. She's the only survivor of that July head-on car crash in Quogue. Remember, it killed five people. They've started running a challenge to raise money for her medical care. She was very badly injured in the accident. Participants can either run or walk for a goal of 80 miles during September. They're encouraged to donate $80 for miles for Bree. And where does the number 80 come from? It's the total amount of 44, 32, and 4. Those are the lacrosse numbers, that three of those that were killed, that being Ryan Peace, James Farrell Jr., and Michael Farrell wore when they played at Manhasset High School. Maglio remains hospitalized in critical condition. Her and Peace, who is also 25, were dating. Now, I think the fundraiser is expected to pull in about, they're hoping to get about $130,000 from over 1,700 runners so far.
And, yeah. You can sign up, folks. 44 plus 32 plus 4 miles for Bree. The 80, of course, the sum of the jersey number by those three young men who were killed. A sidebar on this, have you heard anything regarding speculation of doing something with that particular strip of roadway, which has been prone to accidents and whatnot here? Anything of that discussion?
No, I mean, that's just a lawsuit that the father of one of the accident victims is challenging. It's a DOT road. It's a New York State road. It does have a curve to it. That's the way you get down to the roads that lead to Dune Road. Again, I think the bottom line is this guy was well exceeding the crash. He was speeding. The one officer actually was going in the opposite direction and actually turned around to pull him over, and the car just kept going until it reached that western curve. I don't think there's going to be any design change in the road. I think there'd be no way to change that road. You'd have to do some kind of eminent domain situation, because this property is all right there. And it's just there's two curves in the road. They would have to actually challenge the second curve that's more towards the east.
The fact is, the Mendez kid who was driving went over that line, who went head-on with the Uber car. There was marijuana in that car and in his system, correct? Is that true?
Yep, this was correct. This was during that crash back on July 24th. Justin Mendez of Shirley crossed the center line along with a curve on Montauk Highway. He then hit the eastbound Uber, which was a Toyota Prius head-on. So it seems to me more that you have a more of a driving situation more than anything else. Now, Kurt Kice, who is Ryan's father, participated in the challenge and said he finished his 80 miles on Saturday. So They're saying we had people up and down the East Coast, even abroad in Europe, hosting their runs to get people to donate. So this is quite the organization that they've got going here.
$130,000, 1,700 runners, all for a great cause. As the 25-year-old Brianna Maglio, who still remains hospitalized, folks, in critical condition. And that's a lot of medical bills there. Go ahead.
We have Montauk Lighthouse, Jay. Postage stamp. What about that? Postal Service.
What about it? What do we got?
Mid-Atlantic. Lighthouses, the Montauk Lighthouse, is according to 27 East, is on the move. The USPS released a stamp featuring the lighthouse in August. It's now available at post offices across the nation. Stamp was released as part of a series on lighthouse stamps. You have, besides Montauk, you have four other lighthouses that were included on those stamps. Mrs. Malone, who is the Vice President of Engineering Postal Systems at the Post Office, announced the stamp's release on October 6th. She says, quote, they are some of our most popular topics for stamp collectors and customers alike. With their mystery and their aura of romance, these beautiful beacons have fascinated people for centuries.
By the way, speaking of the lighthouse, where are we at with the renovations and everything else of this?
They still got that going underway. That's going to be a long-standing project. I know they had the situation where the Montauk Lighthouse was kind of near the bluff. They've begun renovations on it. That will take some time to put that back to 100% capacity. As of right now, it still works perfectly. There's no danger. They've got the bluff shored up with those heavy rocks and kind of like jetty type of stones.
Anything else we need to know about, sir?
I would pretty much say no at this point. We already covered the East Hampton Airport traffic, and we talked about this whole thing. Oh, two identical twins, Riverhead Town Police Department, Lieutenant Dave Lessard and Sergeant Thomas Lessard, retiring today. 30 years together, Jay. They have worked with the same police department. They're identical twins. No one has ever, heard of that before. They've basically seen everything happen in their time, going back to, I think when they first started, they had Youssef Rahman. There was that four-day shooting spree in Flanders. I don't know if you were ever aware of that. There was a guy on a bicycle that was shooting, and he ended up shooting at one of the police cars. You had him who's called the Flanders Sniper. That was their entry into work. Then they went through TWA Flight 800. They're just listing all the events that they had went through. Dave actually was sent to Manhattan during 9/11. Both were part of, in the late 90s, I think the mid-90s, a joint investigation that was called Operation SOS. It had everybody, all the East End towns, Riverhead, Southampton, New York State Police, 70 arrests. But the main thing that they say is the data collection. It's the technology that has changed. And they kind of, miss going out and really, interacting more with the public, even though they still do. And their message was that people do not want to go out. They do not want to go out and arrest people. They take their job to serve the public, and you're there to help them. But they do.
That's unbelievable.
Police officers up and coming.
Yeah, that's a great story. Into the forest together, out together, and in one piece. And they have served the community well, no question. That's good stuff, sir. Finally, give me a prediction. Jets get their first win Sunday against the Patriots, yes or no?
That's still a toss-up on that one. I don't even know what the line is.
That's by six. That's favored by six. I think the Jets will get the first one this Sunday. I do. I think the Jets will get it. But we'll see. We'll see. Young quarterback, he didn't look terrible there. Did not look terrible this week, Zach Wilson. Yeah. So we'll keep an eye on
that. They kind of got both the Giants and Jets have a similar quarterback situation right now. So, well, maybe the Jets do cover. Maybe the Jets do win.
We'll see. We need some positive stuff here with these football teams. They drive you nuts. The one thing you don't want, both to have another down year. That would be awful. Rob's Report, ladies and gentlemen. Have you been to the Edgewater restaurant yet? It is great, great food. And one of my favorite things about the restaurant are the views. That's right, one of the best viewpoints, sitting down and eating food. The Edgewater restaurant in Hampton Bays.
And don't forget to
check it out if you haven't been there yet. And tech, candlelit tables, great views, just an open atmosphere. It is a win-win located around Montauk Highway in Hampton Bays. Sir, well done. Good stuff today. And you have a phenomenal weekend coming up, all right? We'll talk to you next week.
You too, Jim.